The next morning, Mike Shonzi was out on the range with his men when Garfield and the others culled Champion's beeves from his herd. After Garfield and the other drovers drove Shonzi's cattle over the hill toward another range to feed, Shonzi turned to the two men with him.
Bob, I want you and Curly to scatter those cattle all over the range.
Bob Cartwright looked at his boss in pure disbelief.
But, Mr. Shonzi, those are Nate Champion's cattle. If we do that, it'll take him 2 days to round them up.
Bob, I don't recall asking your advice on the matter. I'm foreman of this spread, and as long as you ride for this brand, you'll do what I say. Is that clear?
Yes, sir, Mr. Shonzi.
Cartwright yanked his hat down tight, pulled his pistol out, and put the spurs to his mount. He and Curly charged toward the small group of cattle. Grazing cattle stampeded off in several directions. 10 minutes later, Shonzi and Bob and Curly were riding toward Shonzi's herd. Nate Champion came riding after him, leaning over his saddle and raising a cloud of dust. Shonzi pulled his mount to a stop and waited.
All right, boys, here he comes. And he looks madder than a wet hen.
Why'd you scatter my beeves, Shonzi?
Because they were grazing on my land, eating feed that belongs to my cattle, that's why.
This ain't your land, asshole. This is free range, in case you've forgotten, and it's open to anybody's cattle that wants to use it.
Well, Champion, seeing as how there's three of us and only one of you, just what do you intend to do about it?
Nate cut his eyes to the two men with Shonzi. He straightened in his saddle and let his hand hang near his colt.
You boys want some of this?
Bob and Curly looked at each other, then looked at Shonzi, their eyes wide. They both knew Champion's reputation as a fast gun.
We ride for Mr. Shonzi, Nate, but he don't pay us for no gunplay. This between you and him.
Looks like it's you and me, Mike. You want to make your play?
Now, wait a minute, Champion. I don't intend to draw on you. You can't shoot a man down in cold blood over a few head of cattle.
No, you're right, Mike. I can't shoot a coward who won't back his play.
Nate swung out of the saddle and walked over to stand before the man on the ground.
Get up, you spineless cow flop.
I'm not going to fight you, Champion.
Nate, who stood a couple of inches over 6 feet and had broad shoulders and wiry muscles from years riding the range, reached down and grabbed Shonzi by the front of his shirt, lifting the man to his feet as if he were a child. Shonzi swung a wild punch at Nate's head. Nate ducked the blow, twisted his shoulder to the side, and swung with all his might.
Take his piece of crap back to his ranch and get him doctored up. Spread the word that the next time any of your men touch or mess with any of my beeves, I'll kill them. If any of your men have a problem with that, you know where to find me.
You know, Curly, I think I may just mosey on down south to see if there's any work down there. Mr. Shonzi don't pay me enough for this. That Champion's meaner than a two-peckered billy goat, and I don't want to be on the receiving end of that fist of his. And unless I miss my guess, things around here are gonna get a whole lot worse before they get better.